With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The State Department of Health reports 5 new cases of COVID-19 in South Dakota for a statewide total of 46. Of those new cases, 3 are in Minnehaha County. Beadle and Lincoln County each have a single new case. While the statewide total includes 1 death, the governor points out 16 of the state's COVID-19 patients have fully recovered. State Secretary of Health Kim Malzahn-Risden says to be fully recovered, patients must not have symptoms, must be fever-free for 72 hours, and must have stayed home for 2 weeks. The number of tests still pending in the state lab has dropped to 125. Governor Noem expects to resolve all tests still pending in the state lab by Monday. Roughly 100 high-risk cancer patients and 12 healthcare providers may have been exposed to COVID-19 in Rapid City. A Monument Health caregiver tested positive for the disease after recently traveling outside of the state. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The Meade County resident's test result came back positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Monument Health President and CEO Paulette Davidson says the health system immediately enacted protocol to protect their employees and patients.
We are being very careful to identify anyone who would have been possibly exposed. And we think it's around 10 caregivers, 2 physicians, and potentially 100 patients.
Davidson says Monument provided that list to the State Department of Health, which is reaching out to those individuals. Davidson briefly addressed Monument's travel policy at this time.
There isn't a policy for leaving the Black Hills. However, there are policies around leaving the country.
The caregiver who tested positive did travel recently, but only within the United States. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender says this level of possible exposure is likely to continue if people don't take the virus seriously.
That's a very unfortunate, but a very predictable scenario. It's not time to go on vacation. It's not time to even go across the state line. It's time to get in your bubble, take care of you and yours, and just write these things on your door every day when you leave to stay 6 feet away from human beings and wash your hands. The same thing you tell your 2-year-olds, when you're trying to teach them good habits. Wash your hands often.
The Rapid City Council is voting on Friday whether to enact an ordinance closing many non-essential businesses. Monument Health closed its hospitals and clinics to visitors starting Wednesday morning with limited exceptions. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Dr. Elizabeth Rocks is an epidemiologist and public health expert at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. She's been tracking the spread of the coronavirus in the state. Dr. Rocks says current projections, according to a Harvard study, show the coronavirus is likely to spread to between 40% and 70% of the population. She says many people infected with the virus will present no symptoms, and that can lead to unknowingly spreading the infection to others.
What it really means is that during the incubation period, which is the time between when a person is infected and when they first start showing symptoms. During that time, whether you're going to be asymptomatic or not, you can spread the virus. Okay, so that's a 7 to 14 day window, 5 to 14 day window in which people are spreading the virus and have no idea that they're doing it.
Rock says of the 240,000 South Dakotans who could potentially become infected, around 20% or 1 in 5 could develop severe symptoms. She says different areas will see differing rates of infection dependent on individual factors. 2 of the state's largest healthcare systems, Avera and Sanford, are asking employees not to travel as a precaution against spreading the coronavirus. However, their policies differ on personal travel decisions. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Avera Health is discouraging all employees from any kind of travel. In a statement, employees must tell their supervisors if they plan travel outside the Avera footprint. Before returning to work, they must contact employee health services regardless of symptoms or possible exposure. Any Avera employees who travel by air must contact employee health services, complete 14 days of isolation, and be symptom-free before coming back to work. Sanford Health has stopped all non-essential work-related travel. A statement says a 14-day isolation period is required only if an employee has gone on a cruise or visited a Level 3 travel notice country. That CDC designation includes almost 30 European countries with widespread COVID-19 cases. For domestic travel, the Sanford statement says employees weigh their risks and options and follow all CDC guidelines. Neither Sanford nor Avera mentioned how any necessary self-isolation would reflect on paid time off policies. Earlier this week, a Monument Health employee who recently traveled out of state tested positive for COVID-19. More than 100 people are now being monitored after potential contact with that employee in the system's Rapid City Care Unit. Monument Health President and CEO Paulette Davidson said the health system had protocols for international travel, but not domestic. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Congress has agreed on a $2 trillion aid package to rescue the economy from the coronavirus pandemic. Business owners want to know how to access the money. The answer is through local banks, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The congressional deal includes a reported $350 billion for loans to small businesses. South Dakota Republican Congressman Dusty Johnson says the loans will provide up to 8 weeks of operating cash for payroll, utilities, and rent or mortgage payments. Loans spent on those items will be forgiven. Johnson says the U.S. Small Business Administration will use banks to distribute the money.
There's just no way that, you know, SBA or the Department of the Treasury would be able to move $350 billion out into the street as quickly as we need it out there.
There is some fear the money may come too late for local businesses. Experts at Georgetown Law are predicting it could take 2 months for small business owners to get the loans. Johnson thinks it'll happen more quickly, and he thinks local banks will fill the void.
I do think that there'll be a lot of lenders who will provide some bridge financing, knowing that help is on the way, that these federal loan guarantees are coming in a matter of days.
Bankers are weighing that option. Kurt Everson is with the South Dakota Bankers Association.
I think the best advice is if they've got questions, communication between businesses and their lenders sooner rather than later is a good idea.
Among other items in the rescue package, aid will go to farmers and ranchers through the U.S. Department of Ag. Laid-off workers will receive their money through state unemployment offices. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
South Dakota U.S. Senator John Thune is at his home in Sioux Falls. A spokesman says the senator woke up Wednesday morning not feeling well. Thune is the number two ranking Republican in the Senate and missed yesterday's vote on a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. Thune took a charter flight from Washington to Sioux Falls. He and one member of his Capitol Police security detail were the only passengers. Thune wore a mask for the duration of the flight. He's consulting with his doctor. The Yankton City Council passed an ordinance Tuesday to close bars and restaurants in the city. Yankton is one of several cities in South Dakota closing public gathering facilities to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Yankton City Manager Amy Leone says she wants a statewide ordinance to close businesses.
We don't want to, end up infecting people from other communities because our businesses are closed. So it'd be nice if there was some consistency. So a message regarding consistency statewide would be helpful, I think, for our local businesses and for our community.
Director of Yankton County Emergency Management Paul Scherslick says medical professionals and county agencies are in communication to discuss how to move forward. Scherslick says those with a medical background who would like to help can visit the South Dakota Department of Health's website to learn how to sign up.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.